This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Last night, I was with some high school parents and talking. I was at the dentist of all places, and a couple of athletes from different schools were in there, and we were talking. And they were talking about how bad the transfer portal is and things out of control. I mean, everybody talks about transfer portal in college is a disaster right now. And by the way, that's opened. That opened yesterday, spring transfer portal. So that you're going to start seeing a lot of names in that. There's going to be more and more names already in it and looking and taking trips to see if they want to go places and looking at amounts of money they're going to get for their basically one-year deals when they go to these schools. And but the bigger problem is Manny Diaz, the politician, was involved. It was a terrible move, man. It was just horrible what you opened up. I think it was just horrible. I think it needs to be policed better than it is, but it's still better than what they have in college right now. But we have a record amount of athletes coming from Palm Beach to Broward, Dade to Broward, Broward to Dade. And it's not, just so you know, I'm not just talking about football. I'm talking about all these sports. And you're really good on a program that's not very good, and you basically get recruited and you find out they want you. You leave the program that you've been at as a freshman or sophomore, and they've seen you play and heard about you, and you play travel league with them in certain sports, and they want you to come play with them. So that's now you're going to the other schools. So let me tell you who the big winners are going to be in football when this all said and done and we start football season. Really going to be no surprises, right? It's going to be the same schools. Northwestern, loaded. I'm guessing Central, although there's been a little drama there because of the penalties and not being able to play in the playoffs last year with that great team they had. Chaminade, loaded. American Heritage Plantation, loaded. St. Thomas Aquinas, loaded. And here we go. I know a lot of kids transferred from Western High School to MacArthur, and they're going to be a lot better, too. I don't know if they'll be one of those powerhouses. But, yeah, it's you're used to it now. So we're going, oh, yeah, he played for us, but he had a really good year. And he got recruited by, and so he left our school to go to their school. And it's not just private to private. There's some good public schools, like Central and Northwestern are really good really good schools. Teddy Bridgewater now back in Northwestern, and he's got a team that's absolutely loaded again this year. And I'm guessing the same thing's going on in all the other sports too, right? Douglas baseball, some of the other programs, and there's a bunch of good baseball programs. But we opened this thing up, man, and it's like Blue. I haven't talked to them for a while, but there's 200-300 transfers. And there are going to be more. There's different times, right? You can transfer. And this summer, when spring football's over in high school and the year's over, because the end of spring football and end of the high school season, where high school is done with school, there's going to be a lot of guys transferring again. Didn't work out. Not real happy. Team's not very good. I want to go to a team that's got better players. I can win more. Get on national TV a couple of times. So that's where we are, man. It's a crazy time, boy. I'll tell you what, times that people ask me, hey, what things have you noticed have changed the most? And I start with, since I started doing radio, power of players professionally now. They literally can go in and tell somebody, I want to be traded. And the teams, once they check out, I do the same thing. You check out on me as a fan, I'm done. Like, you go, I don't want to be here. Tyreek, you didn't have to say it twice. Your ass would have been gone. Jimmy Butler, once you didn't want to be here and started pouting, gone. Soon as I hear a guy making a lot of money tell me he didn't want to be here, that's not exactly 22 years old, gone. If Jalen Ramsey doesn't want to be here, you had no choice. You got to get rid of him, because that's what I think happened. If Jalen Ramsey came in and said, I'm not going to your workouts, I really don't want to be here, and whatever else you get with Jalen Ramsey, and sometimes you get some junk, and I don't think Vic Fangio liked that junk. So they had to move him. They had no choice. Now, whatever spin you want to put on it, and I hope Chris doesn't get caught in a bold lie, because it's a bad look. Now, Chris got other things to worry about instead of saying, hey, we made it clear. Jalen Ramsey didn't want to leave us. We wanted to leave him. Like, he didn't come in and ask for a trade, but we're telling him we're going to trade him, and it's a good idea for both of us. It's really a good idea. So I think something happened. I think it got pretty ugly, maybe went over the top, even with Mike McDaniel's standards, and went over the top, and you got to work to go over the top with Mike, because Mike wants, you know, he's about everybody getting along. Let's do this right. I'm not over the top with rules and regulations. Let's just play hard and let's win. And so something happened with Jalen Ramsey for them to all of a sudden go the other way. And I just hope that we don't hear from Jalen Ramsey and he's going, dude, I don't know what Chris Greer said, or I heard what Chris Greer said, but I want it out of there, man.
I mean, Joe, it just makes no sense. Why would you extend a guy and then trade him?
Right. Less than a year ago.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, that's
and it was a lot of guaranteed money again this year. It wasn't just like, oh, it makes sense because his contract's, you know, up. No, he's one of the highest paid still cornerbacks. So I don't know, man. I didn't think it was Chris Greer's best day overall, but I don't honestly, I don't know if anybody could. You're coming in not only the Jalen Ramsey news breaking earlier in the day, so Chris like, oh boy, here we go. How do I want to handle this one? And then he got to deal with the Tyreek Hill thing. And he wasn't going to win that one. When he went all in to Tyreek Hill's this great leader of the team, and he's our captain, and we're going to follow him. And I'm going, really? A week ago, we were talking about the 911 call. Which apparently is not a big deal. Times have changed. I don't know. Apparently, Chris feels like everybody gets a couple of 911 calls on him.
Captain of the team that quit at the end of the game against the Jets, and a guy who's had his issues on and off the field.
Yes.
That's our captain?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, everybody's got some things that happen, and, you know, I can't worry about that. I got to worry about how he looks when he's here. He looks pretty good. Hey, I get why you kept him, and I would have kept him too. Just so you know.
True, true.
You would have kept him, right?
Absolutely. You don't get better right away by trading him for draft picks.
I don't get better getting rid of Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill. I don't get better.
You do not.
I don't get better when one's your best receiver and one's your best cornerback. And they are. And I'm not saying either one of them's the best in the game anymore, because neither one of them, they're not.
But still.
They're on the other side of 30, but they're still really good players. So anyway, it's an interesting one for sure, that all this stuff, and just a strange one. And by the way, we got Mike Florio, who was pretty fired up about it as well before we get to the NFL draft, which I do have good news, because the NFL draft's actually a week from tonight. A week from tonight, the Miami Dolphins, as of right now, have the 13th pick. And the 13th pick, I don't care what anybody says about a bad draft, it's an okay. You get a 13th pick, it means you get the 13th best player in the draft. That's kind of, I know it's not really that way, because certain positions can be loaded and you don't need them, but you're getting the pick out 12 go ahead of you, and you're going, okay, but you got a nice list of dudes there to get a really good player, whether it's a skill position cornerback or a big body badass. You can get a defensive tackle. It's got some pass rushing skills. You can play and look real nice to Zach Sealer. Or you can go get some guy that's just got a little edge badass to him to play in that offensive line at guard. You can do it.
No matter what, you have to draft a starter. You can't get some guy that's a project or someone that's going to...
Mm-hmm. When we're done with this draft, starters, right?
Yeah.
Plural. Yeah, for sure. All right, hey, listen, we've got... lot more stuff to get to here this morning, man. Got that nice play-in win last night. Tyler Hero, man, just, wow, hits his first 8 shots on the road last night. Goes for 38 points, and they look good. Good D last night, 109-90 win for them. We'll have more stuff on that. And now the Panthers, man, the only question, everybody going around going, is Kachuk back or not for game one in Tampa Bay? That's the question right now. Is Kachuk back for game one? Everybody knows, by the way, everybody in hockey knows, if he's back at 100% or close to it, that team's going to be a hell of a lot better. That team is going to be a hell of a lot better starting these playoffs against a really good Tampa Bay team. Man, I cannot wait for that series to start up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Kim Bocamper's in with us. Bo, thanks for,
I got in a little early.
I'm glad you did.
The one thing I'm finding out here is that, when it gets a little lighter early in the morning and after whatever, after the spring breaks or whatever is down here, that traffic lightens up a little bit from
is it better?
Commercial Boulevard. Yeah. And I leave a little earlier.
I gotta tell you, that traffic out east.
Yeah.
When you go to pick up grandkids.
Oh, no.
And it takes an hour and a half to get back out to Davie. That's not good.
That east to west, going east and west.
Yeah.
It's a trial.
I'm not very good at that whole thing either. I'm trying to. I'm not exactly getting straight A's on the grandparent thing. And then my grandson. He goes, he's 4 years old. He goes, Pops, we're on 95. He goes, you got to pull over. I got to pee. So I pulled over. Hope he's not listening.
Yeah, but you know what? Look,
it was funny. I was cracking up.
How many times did you do that when you were a kid? We do it all the time.
Yeah, no.
We had four kids in the car.
I don't think anybody thinks anything of it when they see a little guy. They see
the father, the grandfather standing there, and the little guy.
It
looks like cute.
Yeah, look at that.
So we were driving down a residential street the other day, and we're driving by, and there's a dad and his daughter. And his daughter must have been, really small, like 3 or 4, but she's, And she's running to the backyard. She had not a stitch of clothes on.
Yeah.
And the dad's like chasing her. I hope the guy was. I'm sure the guy wasn't, doing anything nefarious. But
but
it was just. So we just started laughing because, I remember when we were kids, you'd see kids would just be going out naked.
Yeah.
And, it would know. It's just.
And by the way, peeing in the pool is automatic.
Are
you kidding? Yeah, like, get out and if you have to go, get out and go in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Dry off and then go. Yeah. Right.
No, peeing in the pool. Look, I got to tell you, I'm still. You put me in a pool, I got to go. It's not going anywhere else.
Oh, Bo, that's nasty. It's funny when it's again.
Look.
When it's one of the kids.
The reality is, you're in a big pool. That thing is, it's.
Bo, come on, man. You can't be a grown ass sitting there talking to a guy. Well,
Good thing is I don't get in the pool very often anymore,
No, okay, you're right. We all
come. I do have a little hot tub in my backyard that gets a little pop every now and then.
Yeah, that feels good on the old body, man. I got you on that one. Hey, so I obviously have talked to you because everybody's been talking to everybody on. This Jalen Ramsey thing, it just doesn't – all I'm saying is this, and he's gone. He ain't coming back.
No.
Once you say he wants to be here, but we kind of told him, Jalen, we're done. Yeah. You got your guarantee money. Get the hell out of here. How'd you read into that? I thought he asked for a trade.
Well, it's hard for me to grasp that a week before the draft, or 10 days, whatever it was, is – You've got a team that says, and Chris Greer said in his press conference, he didn't ask for a trade, he didn't do this, we're not going to get into what happened, but we're gonna put him up, we're gonna get rid of him basically.
Yeah.
And I'm going, well, that's odd. I mean, if you were going to do that, why didn't you do it earlier? And I'm not talking about the financial ramifications.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you you give him an extension?
You given him an extension last year, and albeit I don't think he played up to the value that they gave him last year. Pretty disappointed in the way he played. I don't think
he's not as good as he's been.
No.
But he's still better than anything you have.
No, I'm not saying he was the best cornerback we had last year, but he wasn't, I think
I agree.
I don't think they got the value out of him, and for going sticking their neck out and giving him a extension, they kind of pissed in their face. Now here you are before the draft, 10 days or so, and they're saying, well, yeah, we just, there's internal thing. Well, okay, did he do something?
Right.
Is there something that we don't
something
know?
Blew up, yeah.
Something, you know, whatever it could be, personal or whatever.
Went
or
too far on your comments to a coach.
Yeah, something like that. And or if you're just getting rid of him because you think he's a malcontent, whatever, you don't, you know, this or that, you've invested a lot of money in him. And now, and we just talked about this, you know, if you get rid of him now before the draft, because to me that asset, I don't know what you get for him.
Not much.
You get maybe a third rounder, maybe fourth, something like that. Maybe I think there one I saw something like a maybe a fourth this year and something next year from a team. So you're not getting much value in. It's not going to really help you that much in the draft.
No,
and
you got a hole
and then you got to pay all that big money to him, right? He's on the books for a lot of money. So the timing to me is very, very suspicious. And I'm not saying they're doing something nefarious. It's just, you know, why now? Why at this? Everyone else has got their nose to the grindstone in the draft, and I'm sure they do too. But where does this fit into the big picture? And now you look at your cornerback position. You got
Cater.
You got Cater, and you got Storm Duck that Chris brought up in the press conference. You know, they should be your third and fourth corners, right?
Yes.
On this team. They should be your third and fourth guys, not your one and two. Right now on the roster, they're your ones and twos. There's your one and two, right?
Well, he was asked a lot about Cam Smith.
Yeah. Well, no. Look, you can talk about Cam Smith all you want. That kid to me is you know.
Year three, the light go on?
Well, let's say this. You know, I relate a little bit to Tyreek. They've given Tyreek everything he wants. And what does he do? He creates angst in this team all the time. Angst game one last year, he's getting, you know, whether it was his doing or not, you know,
it happened to him.
The story on opening day, right? Before that game was over, the first question was about Tyreek Hill and what happened there, right? And Cam Smith to me is the same guy. He's been he has been a disappointment, not studying, being late, doing all these types of things. He's been here for what, 2 years?
Year three coming up.
This is year three coming.
Yeah.
What makes you think he's going to change? What makes you think he's going to be a studious guy? What makes you think he's going to be serious about it? What makes you think he can be a number one cornerback? Just based on, you know, we can't
trust him. There's no way you can go.
That's
our guy.
I told you this year. This is what I really believe. You know, if you got a spotted dog, you can paint that dog or you can put some dye on it, but you put a hose to it, it's still a spotted dog.
Yeah.
You know. If somebody's doing something over and over and over and over and over again, and then you give them another chance, and they say, oh, well, you know, the chances of them turning, you know, actually doing that, to me, I don't, that's just been my experience with people of all different relationships that I've been around.
Yeah. Well, we've heard.
So what do you do now in the draft?
Well, you got to go cornerback. I mean, there's no way. They can say all the nice things about Cam Smith, and this is his year, and meanwhile, we've had two coordinators say he's got to get in better shape. When was the last time we had a cornerback
that hasn't done anything,
got to get in better shape? And second of all, he doesn't study, and that was a Vic thing. He doesn't study. Yeah. He doesn't work hard enough at it. I don't trust him. Yeah. I don't see it.
Yeah.
I'm not playing him.
And so what's gonna? I mean, does he flip like a coin from tails to heads?
I don't know.
I don't know. Look,
listen, that was Chris's first pick in that draft that year. You're going to give him every chance possible.
And you know what? Look, thing with Cam was he played really. You got excited during the preseason with him, year one, right? When he started, when he came in, he made some plays early in the pre. I mean, during the preseason games. You go, oh, that guy, and then all of a sudden, boom, just fell off the map. You never saw him on the field again.
When you got a whole bunch of injuries,
and he don't play.
You've got two good coordinators, and they don't play him unless they absolutely have to, and you're going, wow, they are down to special teams
guys.
You
got two free agent guys that walked over him to take those spots.
Right, then you go, ooh.
Yeah.
there's something.
Yeah.
And hey, listen, a coordinator can't trust you, that you know what you're doing or you're going to do the right thing or play your technique and all those things we've heard about them. I don't know. Year three, we will we'll find out together.
They're set up to win this year. Their goal is to win this year. Does anyone really believe that? I mean, maybe six games, but the Dolphins are teetering toward, I feel like, potential implosion. That this year could just go very badly for them, and Stephen Ross is going to clean house again, and then they're going to have to figure out what to do next. Especially when the new regime is going to be like, well, we need a new quarterback. We can't continue with the guy at quarterback, even though his contract has fully guaranteed pay for 2026. So I don't know. Maybe they managed to win enough games that the can gets kicked. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be harsh here, but this is what I feel like is happening.
Yeah, I'm with you.
We've seen this before. It's the slow motion train wreck. We see it happening, and there isn't a damn thing they can do about it.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, who joins us, will join us tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock. He and Sims were pretty fired up about the whole thing.
I think for good cause, right? I mean, it's hard. I don't know if you can do it. It's hard for me to even understand. You know, how they're going to pull a rabbit out of the hat with this thing? You know.
So are you on the what are we doing and what is the Dolphins' identity? We've been talking about this line of scrimmage thing forever.
Well, so that's why I was gonna now that you've lost Jalen Ramsey, your chance of taking a guard early on, which I think they really need to get one of those premier offensive linemen that are in there, because there's some good depth at that in that offensive line, to me, my hope was that they would get one of those guys. I would take him at 13, unless it's, you know, someone else that falls down. But because they need that, and now you've got to abandon that. Say, well, we'll go maybe third or fourth round, try to find some guys, and you need to start revamping. Now you got to find a cornerback. You still need a safety.
A cornerback position is important, although it gets away from the old. We got to get on the 300-pound club.
Well, sides. But unless you find a 300-pound cornerback that can run 4.2, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just shifts a position of a really a position what I believe is, and people may discount my idea, my thought. I think that interior line is a position, maybe one of the top positions of need for this team, for the running game and for the passing game,
and for
to protect Tua.
Yeah.
Now you've got to turn that back. Now they become either number two or number three on the need order. And look, I know Chris Greer and look, it's not just Chris Greer. There's a bunch of general managers that stick to we're just going to pick the best athlete when he shows up there. Okay, there's a punter that can kick the ball 80 yards. You're going to take a punter?
No.
No, I'm over exaggerating. But I mean,
he's got to take somebody
that's going to fill a hole,
right,
and fill it with that fill it next year, not a 2-year project.
Fill it next year, like come in at minicamp and go line up with the ones. You're there.
Unlike the Big O, we need a guy like Don McNeil to walk in here right now.
That's true.
Right?
I think I said that yesterday.
Or a Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yep.
Walked in from day one, he was a star.
He came in. By the way, Calais Campbell.
We had with him,
Calais Campbell and Deshaun Hand, both gone.
Yeah, right.
One's in Dallas.
And you lose Teron.
You got to fill in all those positions. And again, it goes first round, second round, third round. Everybody knows how this works down. And then you got 2 4s and 2 5s. Chris did say this. They got a lot of positions that they got to take care of through the draft. I've never heard him say that before.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah.
Not like we've added great depth to this team with the draft.
Yeah.
He's talking about we need guys to come in here and play.
Absolutely. I mean, hopefully they've got a plan, but I'm like Florio. I think it's especially when you drop, especially when the Ramsey bomb dropped, it just seems like it's chaos. It's chaos. Maybe they've got it under control. Maybe they've got a plan. Maybe I don't know. But I'd be hard pressed to have somebody that's in the business, you know, whether it's a, you know, Florio, whether it's one of these ex-general managers, say, hey, the Dolphins have got a, they got a plan, and I think it's a good plan, but they're not going to, you know, they're going to hide it from you. What? I don't know what.
I don't know, but
I have no idea what.
You.
I have no idea what they can do.
But we just went through. Well, we had three number ones 1 year. We followed up the next year with two number ones, and we had some other number ones. We traded to get some really good players and a third round pick to get another good player, and we loaded it up. And Chris is up there beating his chest about now I'm popular
and all that.
But
look,
I liked it. I liked the team. I like what he did.
You had three first round draft picks, right? You had one that didn't start or started, and that was the Fitzpatrick year, right? Year one for him, or was that year two?
Minka came right in and
no,
played.
No. I'm talking about Tua, Austin Jackson, and Igbinoghi.
Yes.
Igbinoghi. So you had Tua came in and kind of mixed it up with Fitzpatrick.
Right.
Austin Jackson did nothing for you for 2 years until he got to a contract
couldn't find
year.
Couldn't find a job.
And he couldn't play to save his life. So out of three first-round draft choices that year, you had a half a player that played in his first year. Yeah, the other one didn't play in his second year. The other one's out somewhere else and never hit the field.
Right.
I mean, you know, that to me was an erosion of what the plan for this football team. Why you picked Iggy down there, you know.
I don't get it. Still a first-round pick. I agree. It's at the end of the first round, but I don't. Hey, I always tell everybody this, too.
Hey, look, a first round's better than the next guy that's 33.
The 1-2, Bo, like people go, well, you know, you're all this stuff you're saying, and what would you do? And I go, well, you would hope that a first-round pick like Igbinoghi would have worked out. He'd be starting a one cornerback position. He's only 25 years old right now. And the other guy you took was your first guy taken, Cam Smith.
Yeah.
By the way, both come from the SEC.
Yeah.
And he would have lined up on the other side, and you'd have 25 and 24-year-old starting corners.
Well, let's go to the round where they only had a third-round first pick, and he's not
doing
anything.
That was an SEC guy, too.
And he's not doing anything.
No. Tindall's not, though.
You know, Tindall, no. I mean, so you're wherever your first picks were, you know, first round, second round, third round, really haven't, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years, haven't really panned out very well.
Well, there's where we are, Bo, and I know it.
And look, not to mention, and this is no fault of his, not to mention Jalen Phillips, who's been hurt every year. And again, look, great player, but again, you've got a guy, and you knew going in that he'd had some injury situations, and so you've had him for partial amount of time for these years.
You know what? When we come back, I want to talk about some positions of guys and some things that need to happen. Because I don't think they're going to win five or six games. I think they're still going to have a chance. I know a lot of people go, how can you say that?
Well, look.
Jonnu Smith and Achan and Waddle and Hill and
Tyreek. You got Buffalo.
Twice.
New England has become a better football team.
They're a lot better than they were last year already, yes.
And then
Jets, I don't know.
And the Jets. We
split with them.
Needless to say, the battle right now on paper is us and the Jets to round out to get to the third spot in the division. Would that be a fair assessment?
You got the Patriots ahead of us.
I think I do. I think they had a good. I think they revamped their.
No,
they've had
a ton of
and
money.
And I'm with
now.
You. I like their quarterback. I think. He's
I don't usually
be good.
Think poor guys that when you're in a really bad team, but I saw him, and we saw what he was playing with, and I go, he's pretty damn good.
Yeah, right.
With that group, he's unbelievable.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.